Hello, I'm
calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I'm older.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
71.
Thanks. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White. Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And, well, thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For it, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's someone important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And starting with creating more jobs and raising wages?
8.
Thank you. Lowering taxes?
What about Texas?
Yeah,
oh, lowering taxes. Taxes, yeah.
Yeah.
10, probably.
Thank you. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Four.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing?
Four also.
Thank you. Tackling climate change?
One.
Thank you. Securing the southern border?
10.
Protecting abortion rights?
8.
Thank you. Reducing crime?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Starting with Ron Wyden.
You say Joe Biden?
No, Ron Wyden.
Oh, Ron Wyden?
Yeah.
Let's see, between 1 and 100. 10.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
I don't know that person.
All right, thank you. Donald Trump?
Eighty.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
MAGA. You mean Make America Great Again?
Yes.
If I like them?
Well, from 0 to 100.
Oh, do I feel warm about it? Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd say 100.
100. All right. Thank you. And Kamala Harris?
2.
Democrats in Congress?
2 also.
J.D. Vance?
From what I can tell, 100.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Republicans. 80.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
2.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Berrima?
I don't know that person.
All right. Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Reamer?
Undecided.
Thank you. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean toward, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Reamer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Who was the first guy?
Well, the first is Janelle Bynum, the Democratic candidate, and the other is Lori Chavez de Reamer, the Republican.
They're both Republican?
No, Janelle Bynum is Democrat.
Okay.
And Lori Chavez is Republican.
I see. Okay. I'd lean toward the Republican one.
All right. Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know anything about her.
All right. Thank you. And now I want to, well, before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 63% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Reamer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that her work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And the other says, as the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Reamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jill Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'd lean more towards Rimer or Chavez.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
I'd lean more towards the Republican.
All right. Thank you so much. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Rimer?
I really don't know much about either one of them, to tell you the truth.
All right. Thank you so much. And now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Jill Biden. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Jill Biden for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Jill Biden for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Jill Biden hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. After hearing this statement, would you say that it is convincing from 0 to 10?
I'd give it a 5 because I'd want to research it more than just talking tonight.
All right. Thank you. And the next says, Jill Biden is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. How convincing it is for you from 0 to 10, this statement?
5.
Thank you. And the next one says, Jill Biden is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110, and though it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Jill will always put solutions over politics. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
They all say that, so 3.
All right, thank you. And the last statement, Jill Biden has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade has overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with the national abortion ban. After hearing this, how convincing is this statement for you?
2.
All right. Thank you so much. And, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jill Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Rimer.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some tweet you some doubts or concern.
Yeah. Sir, who are you with? Who am I talking to? I mean, is this a local or is this a national survey or what?
Well, actually, it is a national, but in this occasion, we are focuses on Oregon.
Okay, Oregon. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 83% of the survey. I will try to be the briefly possible. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. And the first one is, too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Dreamer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If he wants, we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. After hearing this, would you say this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Well, I can kind of tell what your survey is leaning to. Are you with the First Lady's office? You say all good things about her, and you say all bad things about the other lady. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, there is another statement. I am going to read you this. Lori Chavez Dreamer opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. I don't know, after hearing this, would you say that this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? Each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress.
I'm not prepared to answer that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Now, I am going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Daniel Biden or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Well, it's not today, so we don't have to worry about that.
All right. And even though you say so, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Daniel Biden or Lori Chavez Dreamer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Yeah, undecided.
All right, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
12. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Now, what difference does this stuff make? You're getting a little bit personal now. I thought this was a survey.
Oh, all right. No problem. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Oh, no.
All right. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
All right. And that way we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Take care, Matt, sir. Okay.
Thank
Goodbye.
You so much. Goodbye.